Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody in Boston.
So good morning, everybody. My name is Francisco Urine. I have the honor of being the Commissioner of Veterans Services for the City of Boston.
That's the beginning of a ceremony held yesterday morning in a Dorchester neighborhood. The ceremony marked the rededication of a square that honors a local soldier killed in the Iraq War. WBUR's Alex Ashlock was there and joins me in the studio. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, Sharon.
I want to hear about the soldier being honored, but first, could you tell us about what the city is doing here? Because it does seem Boston is making some changes to ensure these places honoring fallen troops really stand out.
They are. They're making a big effort in this area. These are called Hero Squares. There are more than 1,000 of them spread out across the city of Boston. Sharon, some of them date back to the Civil War. And what the city is doing now is adding new signs to these squares that give some biographical information about the person who is honored there. We heard the voice of Francisco Urina a few seconds ago. Here's what he told me about this project.
The importance of this is no longer this is going to be a sign without a history. These are just names. But now there's actually a history that tells the story of this great hero to our community. But we want to add more than just the military history. We want to add where the veteran went to school, what connections are to the next person that walks their footsteps.
Alex, tell us about the history of this soldier who was honored yesterday.
His name is Daniel Londano. He was born in 1981. He went to St. Margaret's School in Dorchester, later Don Bosco High School. He joined the Army after high school and was assigned to the 82nd Airborne Division. He served in Kosovo, Afghanistan, and Iraq before he was killed.
And how was he killed?
Like so many others were in Iraq, the vehicle he was riding in hit a roadside bomb, an improvised explosive device. Daniel and two other soldiers were killed. It was March 13, 2004, and it was just 2 months before his tour of duty was going to end. His sister Diana was 18 at the time when Daniel was killed. She came back to their old neighborhood for yesterday's ceremony.
He was a great person, overall a great person. I know everybody says that about somebody that's passed away, but he was genuinely a great person. Great big brother, awesome role model. He was like a father figure to me. Always great to us, yeah. We grew up in that second house right there on the third floor. Yep.
So you have a lot of memories.
Oh, yes, we do. Sledding down the hill over here in the winter. Yeah. Walking to school. We went to St. Margaret's down the street on Columbia Road. So.
What would you say about what the city is doing when they do something like this?
They're helping everybody just remember the sacrifice. You know, that like people like my brother have made.
Alex, you say there are more than 1,000 squares like this in Boston, and the city has just updated this one. How far along is Boston on this project?
Sharon, Francisco Urina, the city's Commissioner of Veterans Services, told me that they have updated about a dozen of these hero squares so far. They did two this week. Besides Sergeant Londano's new sign, a new sign was also added to the Alexander Arredondo Hero Square. That's in Jamaica Plain. He was a Marine Lance Corporal who, like Daniel Londano, was killed in Iraq in 2004. He was 20 years old when he was killed. Sergeant Londano was 22.
Alex, thank you.
You're welcome, Chair.
WBUR's Alex Ashlock. This is 90.9 WBUR.